One of the possible aspects of COVID is that in the time that you were shut down completely, you went back into yourself. You had some time to be with you. And that has made a more secure center for you. So that now we are in what we are going to call the divided time, which is to say that some of the elements that were that are fearful are still in place, still at work, and yet you are feeling your own energy rising and impulsing forward. And what an incredible thing to try to balance. So here we are balancing safety and fear and what to be careful about. And on the other hand, because you have been with yourself in this time, there is this desire to move ahead. And so it is no wonder that there is so much agitation. When we view your world, we see a number of things. One of the things is that we can see this irritability, shall we say. We see it in the way people are moving with each other. We see it in the way that people are driving in your world. And this is part of why you cannot get your whole energy past any one thing, which is how you usually create. You usually gather in all of your energy and say, and now I will do this. But the energy is still divided. There is still half of it where you are concerned and careful and worried even, and another part where, having been with yourself for so long, you are ready now to create. So, what are we going to do about that? We are going to observe that these worlds are two different worlds. They both exist together, but when you are thinking about your own creating, what you want to do, when you are looking for the things you love and the things that make you feel alive, that is in its own way a separate life. And we must keep that life set in a funny way sacred, because that is such an important part of who you are. So there is this separate life. Here is what I want to do. Here is what I want to create. And the other part, where we are aware of the threats in the world, aware of the dangers, know that all that is happening, we do not want these two worlds to intertwine. We do not want them to be all over each other. We understand that what we may want to do may be slowed or perhaps even stopped by this fear-based part of the world. But then we simply must choose another path. If you, for instance, are used to an expression, we will use poor Channel's expression here. So she is used to the company of others in singing, and that is not possible now. So what she is doing is taking a voice lesson every week and then singing on her own. It is not as good as the expression she wants, but it is nonetheless an expression. And this is what you want to remember for yourself. Perhaps you cannot move in exactly the way you want to move. But if you can find a way to continue to move with adaptations, then you are doing a wise thing. That is a very wise thing to do. And this is partly how we are handling this divided world. The mistake that some are making, but some are not, is to say, I cannot even think about what I love or what I do because of this other influence. That is not good. We need to say there is what I love and what I want to do. And if one road is blocked, I will alter things so that I can at least move that energy forward. You saw some rather remarkable adaptations when COVID came about. We are going to point out the restaurants. They surely are not the only things, but they shifted quickly to you can get your food to go, you can, and we will share food with those who are hungry. So much of the creative aspect of being human rose up and showed itself. And it was quite a beautiful thing. It's like, if we cannot do it this way, then we will do it this way. And there has been, in this time, a great deal of generosity. People have found ways to share with each other important things. And that is a beautiful thing too. But do not think because one thing exists, you cannot do another. That is the trap. We want to make sure that we do not get caught in that trap. Now, we want to speak to another thing, which is, what do we do about the fear? Because as you know, the fear is all around you. It is in almost every aspect of the world you live in. And we are going to remind you of the spiritual principle, which is the polar opposite of fear is love. And so rather than go into the fear and stay there, not that it is not there, but do not stay with it. Move your energy and your thoughts to a place of love for yourself. And please make it yourself first, for yourself. And when you do that, you dispel fear, because love does that. And when you can offer love to someone else who is afraid, it will help them to dispel the fear too. And look at the same principle here. I may not be able to do this way, but I can do something like it this way. So when we are sharing these things or offering these things, we are handling then the times that we are in quite well. And this is what is going to take us past this time that we are in into an opening for what you want to create. The challenge here is that you cannot see it now. It lives in you, and it rises up when it feels something like itself. But we are not quite to the place where the doors are open and we can walk freely into the world of creating. Now, preparation for this. Preparation for what you are going to be and what you are going to do. That lies in the ability to go into yourself with loving kindness and with patience, knowing that all things change, and certainly they are changing very rapidly now, and there is nothing to be gained by focusing on fear, nothing to be gained by focusing on what might go wrong. There is nothing to be gained there. The focus needs to be pulled back into your heart. And you need to be with your heart, and you need to actually be listening to your heart on a daily basis. Certainly, your heart speaks to you around the things that you love and the people that you love. But your heart can also speak to you about the way you love yourself. We have talked about this question before, but it is particularly applicable now. And that is, if I truly loved me in this moment, What is the thought I would think? And what is the action I would take? How would I do that? Such a good time, because this relationship between your heart, your high self, and your mental and physical being, this alignment, we want it to be strong. The high self speaking particularly through the third eye, but the third eye then speaking to the mind, and all of this connecting to the heart, which connects to the root, where all of those, all those threads of creation are putting themselves together now. So nothing that you do for yourself, nothing that you hear from yourself about yourself is ever wasted. It is not wasted. It is continuing to build who you genuinely are, and that is who you need to take into the future. This is a time for the shedding of the lies. We do not mean this in a judgmental way, but sometimes to get through certain parts of life, we tell ourselves lies, and we do not acknowledge what is really impacting us. That is not a good thing for a spiritual being. We must recognize the impact of the world on our human condition in order that we may go to our spiritual and high self condition to take care of that. To take care of that. The mind alone now is not a lot of help. There is too much going on. So we recognize when we are reacting to something, we recognize when something is painful or difficult, but then we want to go into our heart, call the high self, and listen to the thing that we need to do first for ourselves. That eliminates the lies. There is no longer any need for the lies. We can now find our personal truth, our aligned truth, and we can let that become the strongest part of us and the part that allows us to create, particularly when the gates are open, and it is time to do that. Because we watch all of you, we do want to tell you that we have great pride in the way that you have mastered this storm, even though you may not think you have, but in so many ways you have, because you are whole and you are yourselves. You have not become some other thing. You are becoming more and more you, even in difficult times. We have great pride in the work that you have done, and we have an advantage that you do not have, because we can see ahead to when those gates open and you can take who you have become into the world you are going to create. We can see the beauty and the power of what you are going to do. So we leave you with that, and we await that opening and your joy in it. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. And as you breathe in peace, exhale fear. Become aware of the golden light of the universe above your head. Open the crown. Feel that light pouring into your head. Awakening the third eye, cleansing the third eye, so that your power of intuition is multiplied. Let the golden light touch your throat and change the energy so that all you communicate to yourself and to others is full of loving kindness. Feel the flow of light into your heart center. And feel the golden light nourish the garden in your heart. Make it strong and vibrant. Let it grow. And feel the flow of that energy into your solar plexus. And allow that energy to displace any of the emotions you do not wish to carry forward with you. And let that energy fill and relieve the solar plexus. Feel the golden light flow down through the body and into the second center. Let the golden light displace old shame, guilt, patterns that make you a prisoner in a life that was intended to be free. Feel the golden light flow down into the root and begin to strengthen the root as it begins to pull together for you the strands of creativity that are making the life you are moving into. Let the golden light spread through your body for healing, for release. For wisdom, for abundance. Bring your attention into your heart center. And look at the beautiful place that you have created here. A place where you are safe, where you can rest. A place where you can know. A place of answers for your questions. Now look around and see that there is a road going upward in your heart, and it becomes lighted. And as you walk to it, it takes you without effort, so that you are now on a path that is yours. And the air is full of blessing, and the walk is gentle and easy. And as you move up, come to a place where there is a beautiful tree. And as you look at the tree, see its balance with roots in the earth and leaves and limbs in the air. And see the strength of the tree. Now step into that tree so that you can feel that balance and that ability in yourself. Grounded, growing from the heart, extending to the universe. Step out of that tree and see that the tree is gone, but a symbol has been left for you. Allow yourself to know the symbol. Now continue moving up on this path that is your path. And come to a waterfall. And know that this is a place of release. Step into the waterfall and let it flow away all of your anxiety, all of your worry. Let the natural movement of that beautiful water wash it all away from you. And feel your heart learn this flow so that nothing stays too long. And know the nature. Know the nature of flow and hold it in yourself and release it. Now continue upward until you come to the place of the gift, resting the mind. Know the gift. Thank you. When you've known your gift, come back down the path, breathing in the air that is blessing for you. And come again to your heart center. Begin to breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.